The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Agus Fáilte go Clara and come on Luke Lascale with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night and here until 9 o'clock. Well, the main focus is on Ladies Gillie football tonight. Of course, it's Allianz or Little Ladies National Football League semi-final weekend in all divisions, and Donegal are up there in the top division. They're playing Galway on Saturday afternoon down in Longford. So we'll join shortly by Maureen O'Donnell, and we'll also hear from Karen Guthrie, the Donegal captain, on the latest from the Donegal camp. But as I said, Maureen O'Donnell coming up first, a former Donegal star, and of course now our co-commentator and match analyst here on Highland Radio. But first of all, the congratulations and commiserations for the weekend. Congratulations to Derry and Tyrone, winners of the Buncrana Cup. That's the under 16 Ulster Championship, and Derry winner of the Jim McGuigan Cup, or Tyrone winner of the Jim McGuigan Cup. That's the Ulster Minor Football League, now the under 17 league. Tyrone defeated Monaghan in won by 7 points in the end, 117-110. That was after extra time in a keenly contested game. And of course, Donegal, I thought that one particularly, because Donegal playing Tyrone next in the championship on Saturday week in Ballybuffet in the first round of the Ulster Minor Under 17 Championship. And Derry proved too strong for Donegal in the Buncrana Cup as well on Saturday. That final was down in Buncrana. 107-7 points. That's how it ended. Low scoring game. Very much defensive minded both teams, but Donegal, they're guiltier of the two on that front. And Dara Wade got the goal for Derry, and quite a number of point scorers, among them Matthew Downey, son of the great Henry Downey, and of course Callum Downey, son of Seamus Downey as well, from Lavie, both playing for Derry in that game. And certainly Derry looked to be regrouping and getting their sides together again at underage level. They had success at Ulster College's level this week as well, the under-12A's, under-12 and a halves, under Jim or William McAteer from Fannett. They won the Ulster under-12A championship this week as well. Not sure if it was today or yesterday, but congratulations to William and to Maher as well. And congratulations to Derry, as I say, and Tyrone. Commiserations to Donegal and Monaghan in those underage finals at the weekend. Well, the fine weather is upon us and the ladies are out this weekend, as I said, in style. Donegal take on Galway and Dublin take on Cork in the Division 1 semi-finals. Armagh, Cavan and Fermanagh are also action in the lower leagues as well. We'll talk about those a little later, but first of all, I'm delighted to be joined by a lady that lit up many's a football game and many's a ladies game, both for Donegal and Termon down the years, Maureen O'Donnell. Maureen, good night to you.
Good night to you, Tom. How are you getting on?
I'm good. I know you're on holiday, so we're taking you away from your holiday break to speak to us tonight. And I know you're covering the game with Oisín Kelly from Longford on Saturday as well. Looking forward to the game and to just talking about the season so far, really, in general, Maureen. What would the expectation be when Donegal set out at the start of the year? Because, as you know, quite a lot of the players, Yvonne McMonagall left and went to Australia, playing down there and believe playing very well and having a very good season, first season in the professional Australian rules game. What would the expectation been at the start of the season?
Yeah, it was. I suppose it was hard to predict coming into the second year under the management of Maxi Curran. It was great to see him taking it on for a second year. You know, I always see when a manager comes in, maybe it's a 2 to 3 year plan. But of course, as you said, there we lost an awful lot of players, maybe up in 17 players at the beginning of the year. You know, people going away travelling, I suppose just people taking a break from it. So it was a big ask at the beginning of the year. And I remember being in the studio with you, and, you know, they were going out against Dublin and Croke Park. And I did say myself it was going to be a huge challenge for them. But from the onset, you know, the Donegal Ladies have had a massive results, Tom. You know, and they're up there now. I mean, they're sitting fourth in the league, but really they're joint. There's three of them sitting on 7 points, and Galway sitting at the top. Galway sitting at the top with all their games have played. They've played one all their games. Donegal, of course, lost one. Cork lost one. Dublin lost one. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think anybody, you know, at the beginning of the year would have said that they might be back in a position of being in the league semi-final. I suppose every manager wants that, because at this time of the year, when all the rest of the teams are kind of not playing, Donegal are now progressing into a league semi-final and hopefully maybe a league final. And the games like that are really, really critical for them going forward into the championship campaign. So it's really good for them to be there, you know.
And just remind us of, I mentioned Yvonne McMoney-Gilboner, just remind us of the players that have departed the scene, like, you know, the calibre of players.
Hi, look, Yvonne's gone there. Aoife McDonald, she was another, you know, stalwart in there as well, experience like that. Ciara Hegarty's gone there out of the fence line. You know, and there's been a lot of new, very, very young players has come into the team at the beginning of the year. And I know I spoke to you about experience and maybe that would be their downfall. But, you know, we often forget that when you're young too as well, you're kind of fearless at the beginning, you know, when you're really hungry to get into the team and you're really hungry to make a name for yourself as well. So I suppose, you know, you tend to look at a team and you always want to see the experience on the day. But these young players have been playing out of their skin, and they have been playing extremely well, and they've knuckled down places for themselves now. You know, they did really well in Croke Park that day. They played teams like Cork, Galway last weekend. Maybe not as good as they should have been, but they're really doing well, Tom, at the minute. So it's good to see, you know. Tomorrow's Saturday's going to be a big ask for them, because they suffered a 9-point defeat to Galway there in the league campaign just the weekend before. You know, so but at the best thing for Donegal out of that game is that they'll get an idea of the key players for Galway, you know, going into this game. And maybe you never know, you know, you don't know about Geraldine, but Geraldine might be back as well. She's been missing for the last three games as well, but we're unsure whether she'll be back or not, you know.
Well, I think the word is that she's back training anyway. The expectation is that she may be available, so that's pretty good news. But just remind us who the young players are, because I know you saw quite a few of the games.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's Niamh Hegarty's sister and there, Tara Hegarty. She's a very good player. And Megan Ryan there in midfield, playing absolutely brilliant, amazing out of their skin at the minute. Like, experience they got, they're getting experience in them key games now at the minute, and they've been playing throughout the league campaign, so they'll bring that into tomorrow's game or in Saturday's game as well. Tom, you know, it's very good. But the downfall is, you know, it's good to see maybe Geraldine coming back into that, because when you look at the Galway team and the scores that have been taken there, we had just three scorers, you know, on the day. Like, and we're relying heavily on Karen Guthrie, who's having an outstanding season there in the forward line at the minute. So it'll be good to see if Geraldine does come back into that. You need some more scoring forwards. When you look at the likes of Galway, nearly all of the forwards were on the score line, maybe up to 6-7 players who scored on the day. And you need that as well, you know.
Yeah, and Amy Boyle Carr, and there's a few other players as well that have been on the fringes and coming in and out of the team in the last few years, kind of having served their apprenticeship. They have grown in stature this year as well, haven't they?
That's right. Amy Boyle's having a fantastic season as well. She's playing there wing half forward, but she's doing a lot of the heavy carrying of the ball, you know. And as you talk about fringe players, like, you know, there's a lot of players that were on the line last year, the likes of Roisin Friel, and Emer Geller was on the substitute bench last year as well. It's great to see players like that coming in. I mean, they were, you know, fringe players last year, but they're definitely a key part of the team this year, and they're doing extremely well as well. So, you know, there's a lot of the girls that have gained a lot of confidence in some of their performances throughout the league campaign, and they'll bring that hopefully into Saturday's game now, Tom.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, Karen Guthrie having a fantastic season. Was it, what, 1-7 against Dublin or something like that? And they won 4 against Dublin in the opening game, and really has been hitting highs, kind of reveling in the new found position of playing it full forward.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted for Karen, you know, that she really has knuckled down a position in there, and she's doing fantastic on the forward line. You know, she's very good in the air, and she's got a brilliant left foot as well, and she's strong, you know, and she seems to be commanding that role now at the minute and having a very successful season there. So, you know, I hope that would continue as well. She's putting a lot of scores in the ball, and she's been relied on heavily, there's no doubt about it. Like, you know, and teams would do well to sort of mark her as well, you know, and then you'll have the added threat of maybe Geraldine coming back in there as well. So, I mean, the two of them together is fantastic. Like, Geraldine has adapted a new role since Karen has been done there. Geraldine really is more out the field, and she's more of a playmaker she plays the ball and around, and then maybe comes off any of the ball that Karen doesn't, you know, deliver on. So, but yeah, back to Karen. Karen's having a fantastic season, and it's absolutely great for her. She's really leading out the team now at the moment.
Yeah, and of course Katie Hearn's still there, and Niamh Hegarty as well, and Nicole McLaughlin, Rona Stature, and moving out to centre half back.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole's had a fantastic season so far. You know, she's just grown in confidence. You know, when her sister Jerry was off the field, she sort of adapted that sort of more playmaker role. She was up and down the field. You know, she's on every ball, and she's commanding the back line as well, you know, and I suppose she's in there with Emer Deller. Very solid in there in the back line. And Niamh Hegarty's having a great year too. She's very much a playmaker, and she does an awful lot of running off the ball. Niamh Hegarty, running that you wouldn't see. She gets into positions, you know, on the field, and she opens space up a lot. And, you know, that's very much overlooked in a game of football, but also very, very important, you know. And Katie Ahern, she's been injured there as well. So we're hoping to see Katie back, because Katie as well is having a fantastic season. She really she's really solid there in midfield, and her experience has really helped them. You know, all the rest, Megan Ryan there, but Field along with her, has helped her come along. So we're hoping to see Kitty back as well on Saturday, Tom.
Yeah, and of course, Trace Doherty, we're hoping to see her back as well. They're only All-Star from last year.
Yeah, I mean, Trace is a great cornerback there. She's very speedy, and that's Donegal's game. They break from the back, and, you know, you got to have speed like that there. Trace is she's a very tricky opponent to be up against anyway. She's fast, and normally some of the faster forwards is always picked up by Trace, and she looks after them in a man marking job, which is great. And she can also get away from them. She can get away from them up the field as well, and she has the fitness level to get back, you know. So yeah, she's good. She's good to have on there in the back line as well.
How big a concern would it be that, you know, Donegal had won the first four games or something, the first four games, and then lost to Cork? I know they came back and beat Westmeath, and then lost to Galway again, and you know, those players missing, those players picking up injuries, you know, is that a concern that maybe we caught teams at the start of the season, maybe when they were maybe just not fully ready, like Dublin, for example, just back off holidays?
Yeah, Tom, I mean, like, you know, I talked about Donegal's form at the beginning of the year. Like, my expectations wouldn't been as high as what they set out and what they did then, you know. And when you set yourself expectations and the standard of football that they were playing at the beginning, it's very hard to stay up at that level then, you know. But you have to understand, I suppose, that a lot of teams use the league as a platform, you know, to see what kind of players they have available, and they're switching about their teams, and maybe they're not the best teams on at that time. You know, Donegal, I suppose, were really putting out good players, as players that they had at the beginning, but have grown in stature since that. Now, I would hope that some of their best performances haven't been and gone, Tom, and that, you know, they would maybe get their injuries sorted and maybe come back into good form now for the championship. I suppose every team is always working towards championship, and maybe it's good to get them injuries out of the way now at the beginning of the year. And as you can see yourself, teams like Cork, they're just growing in stature now at the minute, and they're getting better and better every game they go out. I mean, they defeated Dublin there a couple of weeks ago as well. So they're some of their key players have come back into the season later on, and they're playing brilliant as well now. So I mean, you're looking at them top four teams like Donegal, Galway, Cork, and even Mayo and Galway are in there. Like, you know, that's a serious championship ahead, you know.
That's the voice of Maureen O'Donnell, former Donegal star, and of course a leading scorer with both Donegal and an All-Ireland club winner with Termon as well. We'll be back to Maureen later in the programme, but as we mentioned earlier on, Karen Guthrie's having a fantastic season. She's the Donegal team captain. We're joined by Karen now. Well, Karen, first of all, thanks for joining us, and all set at this stage for Saturday's semi-final. Good to be back there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're delighted. It wasn't something that we had probably foreseen at the start of the year, but we're delighted to be back here. It's an extra game as well on top of your seven league games, so it gives you an extra game at that against a top side. So we're delighted about it, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, as you said, it probably wasn't something that was on your top priority list at the start of the season, because obviously this is the team in transition. Quite a lot of players stepped away, moved away for one reason or another, and a lot of young players coming in.
Yeah, like you say, it wasn't. I suppose we wanted to be in Division One football for 2020, and that was kind of all we were really genuinely thinking about. You know, with the, as you say, with the transition and the changes to the squad, it was it was going to be a huge uphill challenge. But thankfully, we've come through the league really well. We've got the opportunity to see loads of players too, and against top teams, which is crucial, leading them to the Ulster Championship too as well. So we're happy. We're really happy with how it went. Better than we would have foreseen, if we're honest. You know, so it's a great position to be in.
And tell me, obviously, got off to that great start with that win against Dublin and Croke Park on the opening night.
Yeah, we were saying it's always good to kind of catch the big teams fairly early in the league. I suppose as the league went on, everybody's getting that wee bit stronger, and there's more players coming back for one reason or another. Not all teams are in a position to kind of field their strongest team in early January, so it gave us an opportunity to pick up points early in the league. And to our credit, we performed really, really well. I think there was a lot of, I suppose, big shoes to fill in the squad, and the younger girls came in and done that really, really well. So it's not to take away from that either. You know, I think we brought a serious performance to each of those kind of first three or four league games, and that put us in a good position then, kind of going into the back three. So.
Won the first, what, five, taking out Mayo, Monaghan, Westmeath, yes. Dublin, obviously. And then lost last time out against Galway. That game didn't matter all that much. We talked about it a minute. And lost against Cork, down in Cork.
Yeah. The Cork game, I suppose, is something, as I've said, it's been played enough now. But we were relatively disappointed with how we showed up that day. And we just didn't, I suppose. We were poor, admittedly, ourselves. And, you know, it hurts probably to go down to Cork and get beat so heavily. So it was a serious wake-up call for us in that sense, you know. And listen, we travelled really lightly, as we did to Galway. And it wasn't through, it wasn't an intentional thing. It was just the hand we were dealt with, injuries and girls away in that. So I know the Galway game, so they felt that maybe we were kind of trying to hold our hand and doing a bit of, I think you call it, shadow boxing. But every day we go out, we play the hand we're dealt, and we just weren't in a position to field the full strength team. We had injuries to Katie and Geraldine and Kira Grant, and obviously Trasso, it wasn't available either. So it wasn't that we were playing games. We were just we were playing the strongest squad that we had available to.
And obviously against Galway the last day, they won it. Obviously, maybe a little flattering, I suppose. Well, speaking to Maxi Corn afterwards, he felt they were a little flattered anyway. They won 2-13 to 0-10. And their two goals before half time probably were the scores that kind of put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. It wasn't a fair reflection, you know. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't a 9-point gap really between the two teams in that sense, you know. It already reflected that on the scoreboard, but the game itself was kind of tit for tat. We conceded 2-1 in a 3-minute period in the first half, and really we never really recovered from it, you know. And you can't afford to do that. It was, you know, mistakes by us as a forward line. We'd lost in our final third, and you know, it's criminal from that perspective, you know, when we put our defence under huge pressure for that period of time, and it was hard to recover from it, and that's as honest as I suppose we recovered kind of towards the end of the first half, and we matched them. I think it was 5-4 in the second half, so we were competitive with them, but just that kind of wee lapse in the first half is what caught us.
You mentioned, obviously, Geraldine was out injured, has been injured for the last couple of games as well. Obviously, that's played a part in obviously your downward slide in the last couple of games. And Katie Hearn and Kira Grant were absent as well through injury the last time. And Teresa Doherty was missing as well. How is everybody at this stage? Is everybody back?
Yeah, good. We're just kind of taking a session at a time at the moment. Geraldine has been able to train with us and seamlessly. She's just kind of slotted back in there. She's worked really, really hard, even when she wasn't able to train with the team, and she's managed to stay in serious shape. And Geraldine gives us so much now, defensively as well as offensively. You know, her role has kind of changed within the team, and she's so important with her, and without those players, you know, it's a huge ask for the players, the girls to come in, you know, and fill shoes like that, you know, and the rest of us would have got years to kind of, you know, slowly, kind of gently be introduced to the senior game. And there's a lot of girls there that teenagers that are just being thrown into the deep end to try and fill those shoes at the minute. It's kind of session at the time, just with Katie at the minute, and Trasa hopefully will be available, and Kira isn't 100% either. So we're just kind of taking a day at a time at the minute with the four girls. So
there's still doubt about Katie and Trasa, and what's the story with Geraldine?
Oh, Geraldine should be good to go, and the girls as well shouldn't be.
That would be ahead of schedule, because I think Maxi Corn was saying probably championship.
Ah, yeah, with Geraldine, so she's kind of been working so hard and behind the scenes, and to try and get herself into good shape, I suppose, with the layoff. So we'd be hopeful, obviously, that she'd be maybe to play a wee bit of a part anyway, and the girls is just day at a time, so hopefully as well she'll be good to go, and fingers crossed Katie as well.
So looking forward to the semi-final. There 2 years ago got to the final, pipped by Cork. As we say, this is a new team now.
Yeah, very different to the team that would have lined out against Cork in 2017, but as I said, the girls have done fabulously well to step in there, and they're trying to make up a lot of ground, years worth of ground in the space of a couple of months. And not only that, they're on conditioning programs now that they obviously weren't on, and there's a lot to try and take in such a short period of time. But they've done brilliantly well, and yeah, we're really looking forward to Saturday.
And tell me, what of Galway? Obviously, you saw them up close the last day, and obviously, from what I gather, they were probably close enough to full strength. And you've met a few times in recent years. You'd have a good enough record against them.
Yeah, not bad. We played them, I'm trying to think now, last year.
Yeah, you won in Glenfin, I think, yeah.
We drew actually in Glenfin, sorry, and that was where the head-to-head went on the score then for the semi-finals, actually. And it's always been competitive. They're very pacey, and they're very strong going forward. They have a lot of runners, you know, coming from deep as well, and they caused us a wee bit of bother in that in the game last weekend. But it's like anything, I suppose it's another game against a top four, top five side, and Galway are thereabouts and have been for the last number of years. And we haven't, like, in competitive football, outside of competitive football, but always in that, it's always been a serious battle, you know.
Yeah, and as you said, probably a league semi-final wasn't on the one of the goals written up on the dressing room wall at the start of the season. How big a goal is it now to get to the final, or has the focus? Because we have to remember, you are the reigning Ulster champions, and you're not very far away from that campaign starting again away against Tyrone. How much is the focus now still on the league, or have you already maybe started to think of the championship?
Not yet. We're just kind of next game scenario, you know. I suppose a league final would give you another game, which would be fantastic. It would give you kind of nine solid good games kind of leading into the championship. It would be great to you play that again at Maybank Holiday weekend. And all you want to do at this stage is, you know, the girls love playing every weekend, and you know, you'd far rather be playing games than training. So you get your final, and you get an extra game out of it, you know, and it sets us up nicely for championship. Tyrone are going well in Division 2 as well, so we'll I know your preparation time is everything kind of leading into that, and once the league's over, then your focus firmly changes to Tyrone. But for now, it's just Galway on Saturday, and that's as far as it goes.
Tell me, on a personal level, having a very good season, kind of new surroundings in the full forward line, and revelling in it.
Yeah, it's different. I suppose I had a wee bit of an introduction to it last year. I was kind of probably playing maybe half forward and full forward, but I'm grateful that Maxie found a position for me. But I could have easily probably stepped away from it. When you're out in midfield, you're used to playing that role for ages. So it's something it's very different, and you're learning wee kind of tricks and different wee things every day you go out. And I suppose there's so much more to your movement now, and as it would be maybe in midfield, and there's a lot more coaching in that sense. So that's very enjoyable. I like it in there. So you can have more time to recover. And it's a lot more short and sharp stuff. So it's been different from that perspective. But I've enjoyed every one of the games. And you're only as good as, you know, the distribution to you. Like, so there's so much emphasis placed on the inside forward line and scoring. And I know from playing on the other side of it, I suppose it's as much the distribution and how you're fed and the balls coming in, probably as such as anything. So we've a lot of very talented footballers coming through there, and they kind of make, they do all the donkey work for you. So you're just on the last ball. So it's not so bad.
And top scorer as well, obviously in the absence of Geraldine and Yvonne, who's in Australia.
It doesn't mean a while lot. We'll be glad to have Geraldine back now in the next couple of weeks, and that'll keep us all going from that.
So looking forward to Saturday, and hopefully another day out before the championship.
Oh, it'll be brilliant to get another game out of it in a couple of weeks' time. You know, it keeps you kind of sharp. You know, it's a long layoff between the league and championship. You know, we find that time, that even if it is only 3 or 4 weeks, it feels like forever, you know, when you're not playing, because the league is kind of back-to-back every weekend, and you have a different team to prepare for every week. So it's a different challenge every week, and as a footballer, it's lovely, you know. So please God, you know, if we won on Saturday, you get an extra game in, that's all we're looking for.
We heard there from the Donegal captain, Karen Guthrie, and she's certainly hoping to get through to a league final. Looking forward to another game, Maureen.
Yeah, that's Karen for you there. She's you know, sounds like she's enjoying her football now this year, and that they sound very relaxed and happy to begin on to Saturday's game, you know, against Galway, even suffering that defeat earlier on there a couple of weeks ago. You know, as she says, one game at a time for them, Tom, you know.
And obviously emphasising as well that Donegal were very much under strength the last day. She was arguing that there was no fun in games, but certainly they were under strength without, obviously, Geraldine and Kira Grant, and I think, well, Niamh Hegarty was back, but Katie Hearn and Therese Doherty were missing. Donegal won't be much stronger this time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's a positive thing coming out of that, taken from that result, you know, Tom, is that they were very much under strength, and they possibly now been on Saturday, you might have a better hand, as Karen says, to deal with, you know. So, you need the players. You know, you need to be able to pick from a full panel too, especially when you're going out against some of the big teams like that. And, you know, they'd be looking forward to getting into maybe the final. And I would like to see them getting that part. I mean, I think it's 2 years ago now since they were in the league final, Tom, and they lost by a point. I think it was to Cork, maybe 2017. You know, it could look like there might be another Cork Donegal league final. And as Karen says, all them games matter, you know. And as I said to you yourself, there are teams out there that aren't getting these games, and these are big games, and you know, it's far better to be going out and playing at the weekend, and you get a lot more from it than actually going out in a training field. So, you know, so I mean, Maxi himself will be able to see different strategies and stuff. My only worry maybe going into Saturday's game, you know, is that Donegal play a running game, you know, and like against Galway, Karen would have said they were tit for tat there, but hopefully the goals, now they keep the goals out. I always say goals, ones and ladies football, so if they can keep the goals out, Tom, I think they'll do well.
That's Maureen O'Donnell. You'll be hearing more from Maureen on Saturday from Pierce Park in Longford, along with Oisin Kelly, bringing you live action from that game, Donegal versus Galway, in the Little Ladies National Football League. That's all from me. Until next week, Tom Cormick, Gugee and Sharks, and Sir Huggins, Lonergan's Bannocks.